Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Haylen, Ryan Elke in the Motor City Studio. Anthony Bellino coming to you from the Radio Bunker, joining us on the horn as he does every Tuesday morning. Covered the Detroit Tigers minor league system for a couple of decades. Our good friend, good buddy, John Wagner, a.k.a. Johann Wagner. John, my friend, first and foremost, thanks for taking the time. How are you?
Anthony, I'm a little slice of heaven. I do need to ask a favor of you, though. I'm working through my tweets this morning, kind of reading the pulse of the people. I hadn't quite finished, so hang with me. Here we go. I'm still perplexed. We have one good team in this state and one team fighting for their lives, and you want to talk about the third worst team in MLB? Like, oh my goodness, who wrote this? Who wrote this tweet?
You talking to me?
You know, the real question is, are you talking to me?
I mean,
nobody cares about baseball, man.
I'm not insinuating that nobody cares about baseball. I'm talking, we are in the middle of a historic run here by one of the teams in this state. The other team just had people show up. Just one position group, too. Two position groups. Pitchers and catchers just literally showed up to Lakeland, Florida, where they're going to spend X amount of weeks in spring training, getting warmed up for the season, going through their exhibition season, before they begin the trek of 162 regular season games. Knock on wood, the whole thing gets played. And, yeah, we've got plenty of time. Everybody, you know, John, everybody always wants to wish everything away. You know, we can't wait for football season, so we blow by the entire summer and football season gets here. And then, you know, when basketball and hockey, I can't wait for basketball. I can't wait for hockey. I can't wait for baseball. I can't wait. Yeah, you can. Can you just live in the moment? Can you live in the present for one day? Is that going to kill everybody?
Anthony, I can't wait for baseball season to start. I can't wait. Can't wait.
Unbelievable. Well, it makes sense. You covered the game for a long time. Like, you know, obviously.
Well, and may I just say one other thing? I hear what you're saying about Michigan basketball having a great year. I hear it. And I understand that Michigan State is a standard bearer and is considered one of the blue bloods of college basketball. I get it. But sometimes you got to look around, man. You got to look around. What states are you living in right now? I mean, yeah, they're having great basketball seasons, but the moment, for example, just making something up, the moment the University of Michigan football coach fill in the blank, I mean, sleeps through his alarm or, you know, does anything that is quote unquote newsworthy, it is stop the presses, man. There are some sports that you can like it or not, Anthony. You're welcome to not like it all you wish. There are just some sports that people care about more. And there ain't nothing you can do to wish that away. And at this time of year, people get excited about baseball. I mean, it's 270 degrees below zero. We're a foot deep in snow. And suddenly we're transported to Florida where guys are throwing around pelotas and swinging bats and just running around. And life seems worth living again, man. It just, again, Anthony, hate it all you want. Duly noted, that's how life is.
It's not even about hate. It's the Monday after when Michigan State plays and wins a game against the Hoosiers on Saturday, and Michigan goes on the road and wins a top five matchup against the Wild. It didn't really matter. Like, we're going to talk about it anyways, because at the end of the day, like, you know, the franchise tag, that's getting some love today because it's a big day for Kenny Golladay and the Detroit Lions. What are they going to do there? I don't want to do mock drafts, John. I think I don't want to go into who hypothetically is going to do what. Like, I mean, come on. Like, we have no idea. The minute the draft bell hits for the NFL draft, like, everything goes out the window that everybody thought anyways. Like, I wonder what Todd McShay and Mel Kiper hit on their draft. Like, so for me, it's like, hey, whatever is on the table for this very day, that is what's priority number one for me. That's how I approach it, because, you know, I just think that when you talk about producing radio 365 days out of the year, well, minus weekends, so 260 days out of the year, You just got to stay present. That's priority number one for me. When baseball season comes around, we'll get into it. We're going to talk baseball with you right now, and that's fine. We can do a segment here or there. But if you think that Monday after, two of the biggest brands in the state of Michigan are getting after it in conference play, then we're not going to talk about it. It's going to be 80% of the show. Damn right. It should have been 99% of the show.
Okay. Hey, it's your show, man. It's your show.
I thought the people were just trying to trigger me. I thought maybe you would text it in. I was like, I swear to God, if that's John Wagner right now, I'm going to lose my mind. But it wasn't you. Somebody else. It's an imposter, John. That's what it was. An imposter. So speaking of baseball here, Mr. Wagner, I was thinking about the Detroit Tigers and kind of where we are at with this quote-unquote rebuild. And I kind of wanted to turn the clock back to yesteryear. You know when the Tigers would really stink? Just year after year. And at what point did they start to add Pudge? At what point did they start to add Maglio? At what point did this team begin to say, hey, we're going to do a little bit of a rebuild here, but we're also going to spend some money this offseason? Because it kind of feels like we didn't do much of anything this offseason. And if you look back over the years, you know, when things were really good, now, which by the way, I mean, this Tiger team hasn't been very good in a long time. But if you go back to like 03 when they won 43 games and then it picked up to 72, 71, 95, 88, 74, 86, like they started to add some more talent. Then they went on that run between 2011 and 2014 where they were winning 88 or more games a season. Like it seemed like they had more star power. Miggy. The guy's 37. Like he's in the greatest shape of his life. Outside of that, like where's the star power out of this team? Why not go spend?
Well, Here's the thing, a bunch of things here. First of all, where's the star power? Allegedly, it's coming. It's the guys like the Casey Mize.
So is Christmas, John.
Well, and here's the deal, Anthony. We have to wait for Christmas, okay? We can't have Christmas every day of the year. It comes in December, man. When these guys, and you'll notice they're already starting to land in Detroit. I mean, Mize and Scooble are already there. Now, Torkelson just got drafted last year. It's just ridiculous to expect that he would be ready to go now. But he's going to come fast. So is Riley Green. So are a bunch of guys. Now comes the time where you have to sort out who are your guys and who aren't. Who are the prospects? Who are the suspects? And there's truly only one level to do that at, and it's the major league level. So that's what's going on right now. Here's the thing. First, let me ask you this, Anthony, before I answer your question about spending. Who did you want the Tigers to spend on? I mean, what was your guy? I mean, did you want him to go for Bauer? I mean, was that your guy?
I mean, they could have gone for Bauer. They could have gone for LeMahieu. Like they could have made some sort of my big run was at Francisco Lindor. Like I wanted him in the infield so bad. I wanted him in Detroit. I knew it was kind of a pipe dream, but if you have the prospects, right? If you've got this talent, I got a guy here in Francisco Lindor. Like I know he's good. I don't know if these prospects are ever going to pan out, but I know Francisco Lindor is good. Like, why not try to make a move? Why not try to bolster this thing? I mean, this team has 28 guys on the roster right now. They've spent $72 million. And like half of that is because of, you know, Miguel Cabrera.
That's by design, Anthony. Miggy's going to come off the books in a couple of years, and they want to have payroll flexibility. And again, you can like that or dislike that all you want. That's how they're operating, okay? Because that's how just about everybody in Major League Baseball is operating. I mean, the Dodgers aren't, okay. San Diego's not. You got it. The Yankees are not. And that's probably about the list. Maybe the Mets aren't. You know, the Mets probably are not, okay? That's 4 out of 30. Everybody else is going to try and keep salaries and keep payroll down. That's the way the game is being played right now, like it or not. You know what, frankly, I'm not a big fan of it. I feel your pain, but that's how things are operating. Now, there are two reasons, in my opinion, that is a good decision, at least for this year. One is, do you know how many fans they're going to be allowing in the stadium?
I mean, that all depends on each and every individual state.
Right. The answer is no. And it could change. And it could go up. It could go down. This year, you do not know what kind of money you're going to get from ticket sales. That's a hit, okay? You just don't know where your money is coming from this year. That has everybody budget conscious. The other thing is the collective bargaining agreement that we have beaten up for several weeks back. That ends this year. Teams do not know what the structure of the sport is going to be. I mean, if we're, let's broad strokes for just a moment. You do not know how the sport is going to be structured in the future. The idea is to keep your payroll as low as possible so that if in case, you know, and I'm just making this up, but let's say a salary cap is instituted. I don't see it, but let's just say it happens. Well, then you better have your salaries lined up so you can meet that salary cap. If you don't, you got a lot of work to do. So those are a lot of the elements that are going on right now that are keeping teams from spending money. And again, there are a lot of teams that aren't spending money. The Tigers are far from alone in this. Now, one other wild card is, and I just happened to see this list, and I'm going to apologize. I'm not going to be able to pull it up fast enough to make your head spin. My understanding is there is a gigantic list of free agents coming next year. That it will be jamming. There'll be all kinds of big names available.
So what you're telling me, John, is that if they got this gigantic jumbo list of free agents available with the mix of the young prospects that we allegedly have here, that this is going to be, hey, this is the one more year, and then all of a sudden Chris Illich and company are going to be snapping necks and cashing checks, and it's like, hey, let's go. We're making a run at it. We've only won, the AL twice since, 1988, so let's just try to make a run at this thing and gather all the chips necessary to try to make another run at a World Series.
That's a possibility. I mean, I'm not telling you what they're going to – it's hard to say. I mean, a lot of it's predicated on what happens this year. Do they make some money? Do they have a 75 or 80 win season? Do these guys suddenly come together? I mean, does Casey Mize and Derek Skubal make a 1-2 that makes people shudder? If a lot of things come together, yeah, they'll have the availability to spend money. I'm not going to tell you they're going to do it, though. I mean, what if Mize and Skubal struggle this year? What if somebody gets hurt? You know, I'm not hoping for this. Let's just say Torkelson gets hurt.
Right.
Doesn't play this year. Everything's, they're in flux. Do you want to spend in that scenario? It's easy to spend other people's money when you don't know what the return's going to be. I'm just saying.
Emphasis on the L there and flux. That's for sure. I knew what you were saying. John Wagner joined us right now. Spent two decades covering the Detroit Tigers minor league system. And just for reference, because the Tigers now rank 24th in total payroll, spending $72.4 million. Seattle's there at 63, and then it just drops off a cliff. Tampa Bay, $45 million. Miami at $47 million. Baltimore at $34 million. Pittsburgh at $34 million. And the Cleveland Indians at $38 million. They're a little bit out of order because some teams still have some guys on the books in the coming years where contracts will be, injured reserve and then retained and then buried money as well. So there's a couple of stipulations there. You can find all this information on SpotTrack, to keep up with the payroll. But the league average is $118 million. So you got a team like the Tigers that's only spending $72 million. And then, of course, you have the polar opposite where you have the Dodgers are going to spend $200 and a quarter million. That's crazy. And then $185 million from the Yankees and $169 million from the Mets. I mean, there is just some serious money flying around right now. And for those teams, I kind of feel like it was like the Yankees of yesteryear. The Yankees are always there. They're a great brand. They're in a powerhouse market. And it's like, hey, it feels like they have unlimited money, and this is where I wish the league was hard-capped.
Here's the other thing, Anthony, and this is just the way life is. A lot of the guys that we talked about who are free agents that interested you in signing, Trevor Bauer, you mentioned LeMahieu, mentioned Realmuto, George Springer. There were some heavy hitters out there. those guys, as a general rule, were looking for teams on the up. They wanted teams. You know, Bauer went to the World Series champions, okay? Hard to pick a more powerful team than that. LeMahieu stayed in New York. The Yankees are always a competitor. Springer went to Toronto. They're up and coming. Realmuto was in Philadelphia last year. So there were some connections made. If you're trying to get somebody to come to the Tigers, just saying, hey, we're going to throw money at you, that's only part of the equation anymore. Some of these guys want to win, you know? And the Tigers can't promise, hey, we're shooting for a World Series this year. And they're shooting for World Series 22, 23, 24. And so, in other words, you need a 3 or 4 year contract if you want to make some of that hay. It's tricky. It's just not, hey, we've got money, let's throw it at somebody. That is not how it works anymore.
Well, definitely, you know, if that's the case, then times have changed. And do you think that part of that is because guys have made so much money that and now it's all about legacy, it's all about titles, it's all about getting an opportunity to play for it all?
Perhaps. Some of it also may just be money is money. You know, Anthony, if I said you gotta go live in the northern reaches of Canada for $6.8 million, or you can go to Miami, but it's only $5.9 million.
Hello, Sunshine State.
I was going to say, you're going to give up $1 million for a situation you like.
Cost
sometimes
of doing business.
Sometimes it's guys wanting to come home. So, you know, there are other factors here. The money is all relative, to be honest. Hmm. You know, I mean, while to us, it seems like a huge difference between $6 million and $5 million. In real life, there's just not. For those guys, there's just not.
He is John Wagner, 2 decades covering the Detroit Tigers minor league system. John, my friend, as always, a pleasure to have you on. A lot of fun. Looking forward to it. But, hey, you know what? We got plenty of time to get there, my friend. We got college hoops tonight. We got Red Wings hockey tonight. We got Pistons basketball tonight. Ooh, it's going to be a good Tuesday night.
And I just can't wait for that first spring training game, Anthony. Bring it on.
Thanks, John. We appreciate you.